birds that still have lawns, gardens, or flower beds and are fighting insect problems. 8 Insect Control by Bonide is a great product to have on hand for when you see those little critters or creepers that come along and eat all your plants and your nice flowers. 8, what's unique about it, it kills over 100 insects. And not only that, it's the only insect killer I know that also works on ants, fleas, and ticks. You can use it indoors on your house plants. You can use it outdoors on your lawns, shrubs, flowers, vegetable garden. There's literally no place you can't use this around your house, home, castle, or cabin. It kills on contact and repels insects for 30 days. Available in multiple different types, dust, liquid concentrates, convenient ready-to-use and ready-to-spray formulas with a built-in hose sprayer. You can find Bonide 8 Insect Control all over the state, including Summer Winds on Bell and Glendale in the Phoenix area. If you're in Flagstaff, Warner's Nursery on Butler Street carries Bonide. I talked to Misty yesterday, and they've got it in stock and are ready to help keep the insect control and population down to a minimum. And in Tucson, Mesquite Valley Growers on Speedway. And speaking of Tucson, if you're with us in our last break, we have Jason from Tanks Green Stuff joining us. They keep 40,000 tons of waste out of the landfills each year by turning it into compost. Jason, say I just did a bunch of landscape tree trimming instead of putting it out at the street. How would I donate that to be composted?
Well, we don't exactly take donations. We charge a fee for the material at our facilities. We charge $30 a ton for disposal. And then we process that material over a very long and costly process into the compost. You can take it to our INA Road Land Reclamation Facility, which is just off INA and I-10, or our Speedway Recycling and Landfill Facility off Speedway and Prudence, or our Drexel facility at Drexel and Houghton Road.
So three different places I can bring not only landscape debris, but what else?
You can take construction and demolition waste at our Speedway Recycling Facility, and you can take inert materials, concrete, rock, block, and dirt, and dispose of them at our INA location and our Drexel location, where we also recycle those materials.
And if I don't have any of these products, but I am a customer for compost, where do you find the product?
You can find it at 31 locations in southern Arizona, many Ace Hardwares, various nurseries. There's a comprehensive list on our website, which is at www.tanksgreenstuff.com. And you can also find it at our three locations, which I just mentioned.
Jason, we appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. We ran into him at the Saba Home Show earlier in March. And, you know, it's
very intriguing.
One of those things that, gosh, I wish I'd have thought of that.
You don't get any more local than that, right? Or green, that's for sure. Keeping all that out of the landfill and composting it back and selling it as a product you can actually usefully use. Hey, I want y'all to stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up at 10 o'clock. We've got our air conditioning specialist, Todd Russo from Rias in studio. Who's not worried, concerned, or have questions with a little bit of anxiety mixed in about your air conditioning system that's about ready over the course of the next 90, 120 days to be asked the most out of it as is possible. Y'all stay tuned. Let's talk air conditioning at 10 o'clock.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to talk about whatever you might be working on in your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Let's take these last 20 minutes and get through some phone calls. People calling in with all kinds of remodeling projects and questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin to 1-888-767-4348. Who's first, Romes?
We're going to start with Robert. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, super fantastic. How can we help you?
I came up with the second question, but my first one, my daughter is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and she has kind of a patio in the back that's sunk down next to the house, and the water just drains in the crack. I don't want to replace the concrete until I find somebody to tell me what, or somebody to do what needs to be done to keep that water from going down, and if it's really harmful. There is a drain in the driveway, and I've always wondered, you know, where all that water goes. She's about 300 feet off the floor of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
kind of on the side of a mountain.
Okay.
I didn't know if that had anything to do with it.
Yeah, it very well may. And Robert, we get these calls every once in a while, people interested to know if we can help them with homes that are outside the Arizona market. And you're very, very lucky today, because I happen to know four great remodeling contractors in Salt Lake City that I know I can give you the phone number to, and you let them know Rosie sent you, and they'll come out and take a look at it and give you a little free consult. Now, unfortunately, I don't keep the phone numbers of contractors outside of Arizona handy. So sweet Jennifer, my wife, will pick you back up, get your phone number. I'll phone you a little bit later with those Salt Lake City contractors. I can't believe how many times we're getting questions for homes outside Arizona. But I think he said he had a second question.
A friend of mine just had windows put in her house, and she had it done by, I believe, Home Depot. I'm not sure. But when they came in, they did not take out the old frame. They laid another frame on top of that and put the windows in. And seeing how you're talking a lot about windows today, that just doesn't seem quite right to me, or everybody's opinion.
Well, there are several window manufacturers that have constructed frames to do just that. They actually snap in place over the top of the old frame. It's a way to minimize the cost of retrofitting the window package. I'm not a big fan of it, strictly because aesthetics. It ends up being a big, bulky, hunky frame. You lose a lot of glass area, and it just, I don't know, it's pure aesthetics for me. I like getting rid of the old frame and minimizing the frame as much as possible and maximizing the glass.
And that brings up Magnetite Southwest. You know, that's not what was applied here, it doesn't sound like.
This was
completely different. If you are looking to increase the paint, or you're in a historic district and you've got to keep your existing frame there, Magnetite Southwest is a magnetic frame with an acrylic heat screen that you can put on the heat pane on the interior of your window that also helps reduce your sound and your dust infiltration. And it's removable. It's only magnetically put up there. So you can still operate your windows when you want to let that breeze in. But I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of open windows below the rim from now till
that's right,
till pumpkin season.
So I don't have anything, you know, structurally objectionable about that kind of a package. I just don't think architecturally it makes for the most desirable package. That's all. Pretty subjective. Where are we going next, bud?
Peoria. Bring Rick into the conversation. A lot of calls this morning from Peoria. They're up and at it.
Morning, Rick.
Hey, morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Super fantastic.
Great. Yeah, I've got a double doors going into my office. They're hollow core.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a hold of a couple. I got to refinish a couple of doors, I guess French doors.
Okay.
And they're pretty heavy. Is there anything else I need to do to for extra support, or should they be okay?
Well, we're going to try and use the existing jams that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What you're going to want to do is dap and bore your door leaves and get them hung, okay? Chances are there's a good chance that the trim carpenter, when mounting that double pair of interior door, put little or no anchors from the jam into the rough buck. Many times in a hollow core door, we'll actually attach the casing to one side of the jam, the side that the door is on. We'll set the door in the opening. We'll align it so that the crack around the door and between the door and the jam is perfectly even, about a credit card's width apart. And then all we'll do is we'll nail the casing to the rough buck. And a lot of times, that's the only thing that's holding a hollow core door in place. You put the casing on the other side, nail it to the rough bucks, and boom, you're done. So what you're going to want to do is possibly remove the side of the casing that is opposite the side that the door is going to be on, the hinge side. And you're going to want to remove that casing, hang your doors, and then make sure there's a solid shim between the door jam and the rough buck. Then take the expanding foam that comes in a blue can for doors and windows. Doesn't expand. It simply fills and glues the jam to the rough buck. When you're done with all of that, and before you put the casing back on, remove the top screw from each hinge, all three hinges. You in a hollow core situation, you probably only have a pair of hinges. In a solid core situation, we generally go to what's called a pair and a half, three hinges per jam. Once you have those three hinges in place, take the top screw out of each hinge, pre-drill a 3/16 hole into the rough buck, set a 3.5-inch screw there, permanently holding everything perfectly in place, put your casing back on, wham, bam, you're done, you're good for life. If it's an office and you want it particularly quiet, think about investing in what's called door bottoms. They're actually automatic that you actually mortise into the bottom of the door in the closed position. They're spring-loaded. They drop to the ground and stop a lot of noise from coming in the house. They also stop any return air or ventilation from entering or leaving the room as well. So you have to take that in consideration as well. That's how you convert hollow core to solid core.
And he said French, so I'm picturing he's got double doors and he's going to have to both sides.
That's right, yeah.
Well, enjoy the project. If you need help along the way, just give us a call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE. For you.
Hey, y'all, we do a lot of things that are very unique you can't find anywhere else here at Rosie on the House. One of those things is the Sanderson Ford Arizona Office of Tourism Arizona Rosie on the House staycation. And you register every month. We pick a winner every month. We're having a blast doing it. And I just would like you all, as you travel across the great state of Arizona, to support the lodging facilities that are participating in this program. That's the Avenue Lodge Bed and Breakfast in Munns Park, the Train at the hotel in Williams, London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu, Buck Springs Resort up in Pine Top and Lakeside, the historic Copper Queen in Bisbee, as well as the Reardon House in Jerome. Just some of the lodging facilities that you can take advantage of by winning at rosieonthehouse.com. Register for the Travel Arizona. And if you don't win, go try one of these great lodging accommodations. You'll be glad you did. It's a great way to see Arizona. We were talking in the Landscape and Garden Hour about getting out and following the corn harvest. be a great staycation. You could start eating the sweet corn now in late July. Start eating the sweet corn up in Camp Verde, and in September, run up to Snowflake and Taylor.
Move your way up.
That's
up
right.
The elevation and
follow the grain belt of Arizona this particular sweet corn season.
Get up. Couple bricks of butter, and away you go.
There you go. Hey, folks, we're going to take a short break and be right back. Stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be taking your questions and calls on air conditioning, how to manage the cooling load you've got coming your way here the next 90 days.